There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Still debating the re-election of Benjamin Netanyahu. There is no gray area here. And ICE released more than 30,000 criminal illegals last year. How does that make you feel, America? Kate Delaney, happy to be hanging with all of you. I've got to say, it's not shocking. We've heard this before. Why are they released? Because there's not enough room in the prisons. But you add up 30,000 last year, the year before, 36,000, and then you start to think about that, and you start to think about, what does that mean? Where are they going, and what does that mean? What do they do? What kind of criminals are we talking about? So Republicans are pushing hard on this. The Republicans are trying to rewrite the law so that serious criminal illegals will be held longer. They've been very unsuccessful in making that happen. But what I want to know also is how many people are at risk here. What are the crimes that the majority of them have done? I mean, the immigration system is more than wrecked and torn in half. Worse than that. So, this is a big, big eye-opener, I think. Not that we didn't know it, not that we didn't know it was a problem. Of course we know it's a problem. Of course we know that. But what now happens? What happens? So we have all of these people that were in the country, now they're all vacating the country. And I think there's still massive confusion over this. Massive confusion. Criminals we're talking about. They were released. They were released. And hopefully, knock on wood, no incidents as a result of the people that were let out, got a get out of jail free card. Because, among other things, like I mentioned, the system is overloaded. And the president did break his silence, answering Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's victory with some criticism and making it clear that there is a rift between the U.S. and the Israeli leaders, this time over Palestinian statehood. Wow. Wow. And John Kerry, of course, was the one who called the prime minister. The president did not call the prime minister. So more maneuvering, more of the chill between Obama and Netanyahu. And this is mostly what we were talking about here in the United States. What does that mean for the U.S.? What does that mean for our fates and fortunes? What does that mean? Send me your thoughts on that, americatonight.net, or flip me a call, 855-266-5283. In Texas, this debate has now gotten rather very hot over open carry. And should it be allowed? And should it be allowed on college campuses, so public universities? They could allow guns on campus. Not everybody's for this, not including law enforcement, thinking of the worst case scenario. Someone has no idea what they're doing, and somebody gets hurt. Instead of helping somebody, it's the opposite effect. Because how many people would pull guns? How many people would know how to use those guns? How many people would know how to use them? And Texas, by the way, would allow people to carry concealed handguns on college campuses under a measure given preliminary approval by the state Senate just a day after it passed a proposal allowing open carry of guns almost anywhere in the state. Almost anywhere. So the bill still needs a final vote. That's Thursday. Woohoo! They send it up the flagpole to the GOP-controlled state house, where it should get strong support from most of the eyes on it. But passage is not a definite. It doesn't mean it's a definite. And it would kick in allowing concealed carry at public universities. Private schools, of course, would be up to their own discretion. They could still ban them. And by the way, and did you know this little nugget, 20 states, at least 20, allow some form of campus carry, but only a handful make a defined right in state law. Supporters say it'll help students protect themselves in case of an assault on campus. But then the other side, left of left, completely disagrees, looks at this as a ploy to get Hillary in there. Or not Hillary in there, to make the Texas allowing the concealed guns, to make that happen, and then to push down what is happening as well in other states. So the Texas Rifle Association and the Senate's new Tea Party leadership, both, of course, they support the measure. And they're working quickly on this. They know it's a hot-button issue because of chamber rules that change the severely hampered Democrats' abilities to slow especially divisive bills. They can now bring any bill that clears committee directly to the Senate floor, bypassing, therefore, Democratic delays and avoiding having to insert positive language to the minority party, so that that also ensures disputed measures just move forward. How's that? So now that it's approved on Wednesday, where does it go on Thursday? And this has been in the works, by the way, for quite some time. They started discussing it in Texas right after 9/11. Right after what happened in 9/11, there was concern about guns, and then students being exposed even more, magnified because of the school shootings. Thinking, oh, if somebody had a gun, if somebody could react. And that's mixed, and I guarantee it's mixed in this audience. And the reason why is because there is no clear-cut answer to it. But unfortunately, I think when you don't have options, it's not a very good thing for the people who vote on our laws, who push them into a bill, which has been the problem so often with Congress. I mean, far too often. Next time we pop on the air here for America Tonight, a couple of quick things. We have our cheap movie review. We're going to have Dumb Things, which is really fun. A lot of you sent me some great emails this time around on Dumb Things. And we have a few other surprises we'll mix in between. So hang with us. More coming your way next here in America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Tonight, it means we're updating you on the comings and goings of Democrats and Republicans who want to snag the next presidency. First, Hillary Clinton in New Hampshire, in South Carolina, and in Iowa. Democrats are saying, where's Hillary? It was expected that in April she's going to announce that she's going to make a run for president for the White House in 2016. However, you know, these primaries, those are the states where you go that I just mentioned, especially, of course, Iowa and New Hampshire. And nobody has heard anything, not even a peep, from the Clintons, which is unusual, because perhaps they're figuring out ways that they can dismantle the server and not make it look like they did that. We want your server. Anyway, it is interesting, to say the least. Here's somebody we had on the show, New Hampshire State Senator Lou D'Alessandro, who is a big Hillary supporter. I remember that when we talked to him when we were up there. He said they're pretty anxious because so many Republican candidates are coming to New Hampshire. He says they're flowing in. It's like a parade on the other side. And obviously she's going to run, so we're hoping she's going to be here so they can actually see her, the people, engage with her and help reinvigorate the campaign. A lot of Democrats are concerned that Clinton, running pretty much unopposed, is focusing on raising money, getting ready for the general election, but not building up the grassroots support and the credibility in the primary season, which that's true. I mean, you do need to touch them, feel them, see them, the peeps. You need to be out there among the people. And certainly Clinton, listen, no, for whatever you think, she's no dummy. The people around her know that. Of course they know that. That's what Bill Clinton did. That helped Bill Clinton along the way. This is not a secret playbook move. Anybody in politics realizes that. You have to be front and center. You got to be out there. You can't hide in the shadows or just worry about going to this dinner or that dinner. You got to be there with the people in between. So what's interesting is the CNN ORC poll showed that Hillary is still far ahead of any other Democrat. I mean, still so far ahead of any rivals, despite the email account, the whole server thing, all of that flap. 62% of Americans that were surveyed in a poll that just wrapped up the other day said they were likely to support Clinton in the Democratic primaries. Her closest competitor was, so that's, you heard what I said, 60, 62. Her closest competitor was Joe Biden, the VP, who had 15%. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who Dan Perkins, a guest we had on the other day, called Pocahontas, got 10% of the support. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, 3%. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, less than 1%. Hey, if there's a poll, by the way, and I'm saying I'm running, and there's a poll out there that gives me less than 1%. Oh, guess what? I'm not running after that. So I hope O'Malley gets it. Don't blow the loot. Don't bother fundraising because nobody's even looking at you. You're so not on the radar. So not there. So it still becomes that question. Does she leapfrog over the concerns about her email, and will we really see all the email and all that other stuff? All right, so how about the Republicans? The point that was made by D'Alessandro was a good one because the Republicans are making hay of this right now, including Jeb Bush, not limited to Jeb Bush, but Jeb Bush coming up on Thursday. He's going to address Georgia lawmakers. He's going to deliver an address to the Georgia State Senate and the Georgia House of Representatives, of course. He addresses them separately, though, the Senate first, and then later the House. So what is it? The Right to Rise PAC. That's the PAC, the Right to Rise. Remember, it's all about the PACs. And you'll love this. Donald, am I running today? Are people bowing at my feet, Trump? He is in New Hampshire, so there you go. He's in New Hampshire. He's in Amherst, New Hampshire. A lot of people think he really may run this time. He might surprise a lot of people. And he's at an event at the home of Representative Steve Stepanek, part of a series of events that were organized by Steve Stepanek and State Representative Bill O'Brien. And the idea is get to know the Trumpster in New Hampshire. Get to know him. See what happens. Now, there are some others along the way, too, because Rick Perry, oh, he really wants it. He's in Iowa. He's at the West Des Moines Marriott, Pancakes and Eggs. The former Texas governor is going to speak to a Dallas County Republican Spring Speaker Series event. And so you have Dallas County, by the way, that's in Iowa, and then skedaddle from there. Rick Santorum is in Ohio. Here's where he's going to be. You got to love this one. Ugh, who can resist ribs? The Rib King Restaurant in Cincinnati. That's where he's going to be. He's got to make sure he puts his tie over his back, and he is going to. He's going to also be part of this whole Republican club dinner. And then there's a book signing in front of that. So a little books, a little ribs, a little conversation. Scott Walker, this is a big one. Remember, South Carolina is still on that small list of where you got to make your appearances. Scott Walker is in South Carolina. It's 2 days that he's going to be in the Palmetto State. And he's got an event at the Marriott Hotel in Columbia. Then he's got something going on at the convention center in Greenville. So he's trying to squeeze in as much as he can and have conversations with everybody and anyone. He's even going to be at the Francis Marion Hotel in Charleston. So it's work, work, work for, I think it's work, work, work for him to keep the word pumping out and do what he has to do to raise that money. To raise that money. And you might find this interesting. You might find this very, very interesting. Monica Lewinsky is going to be in Canada. She is doing a TED Talk. So the former White House staffer who almost completely dismantled the Clinton administration, the blue dress, need we go into the details? Yep, she is going to do a TED. I am very curious, I have to say, what is that TED talk about? She got picked. That's huge to be picked for a TED Talk. They don't care if you're famous or infamous or whatever. So there must have been some thread in there that pushed her over the top. And the focus is, and I can see where this might play into it, TED has different themes, and now it's become so huge. Do you know if you go to a TED event to get a ticket to, I mean, the real TED, the original TED, not these other satellite things that are happening around the country and around the world, but TED, you get invited to speak at TED, $8,000 a ticket. $8,000! Would you pay $8,000, no offense, to listen to TED speakers? Especially when you can get them online, but okay. I guess it's all about the schmoozing and boozing and putting yourself out there. I don't know. But Lewinsky's address might really match up with the theme. It is TED Truth or Dare is what it's called. Truth or Dare. And can you imagine? What is she possibly going to say? Maybe this is why Clinton lays a little bit low, to see what happens with Lewinsky. I was sort of surprised to see that, and then on the other hand, I thought, okay, if that's the event and it fits, well, you know, that's what that's about then. Coming up on America Tonight. Fruits and nuts, shredded and bingo. I know that you long for this segment so we can talk about some other things, and that's exactly what we're going to do. So stay with us.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In just a moment here in America Tonight, a couple of quick things to remind you about. In our next segment, your chance to win. So open your eyes. You're going to want to jump on the phone lines if you can answer one of my tee it up questions. Yep. Here's the digits. Fumble for the pen and write it on your hand if you don't know it. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. So here's the scoop. I am emceeing a huge Women's Day event at the LPGA stop in Las Colinas, Texas. It's called the Volunteers of America North Texas Shootout. How cool is that? And they asked me to play in the Pro-Am, so I better get my game on. Putt-putt's not going to help me. I've got to drive for show and putt for show. So if you don't hear me on the airwaves, you know, after May 1st, you know, wow, she pulled a muscle. She pulled her back completely out trying to smash the ball. But the cool thing for you is the LPGA and my pal Becky Newell gave me a ton of tickets to give out. So if you're anywhere near the area, and many of you are, you might want to, it's a great day, walk the course, hang out, all that kind of good stuff. Or you might have a friend that you pass them on to, whatever it is. And if you don't live in the area and you're not coming here for that, because it's not, you know, you're doing other things in that particular weekend, then you'll win a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. How is that? All right, so now we bring Nathan Reeder into the circle of trust. Are you here, Nathan?
Hi, hi.
So it's time for Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo.
Bingo!
Woohoo! Bingo! All right, so you tell me what you think of this this little gem, this little nugget, Nathan. Google says facial recognition system that they're putting together is nearly 100% accurate. You know, you see it on television shows like NCIS, The Blacklist. I actually like that show. James Spader's in it, and I think he's awesome. Regardless, that has nothing to do with FaceNet. FaceNet, it's called, that's the name of the facial recognition system, and it can pick a face out of a crowd. In fact, Nathan, it can pick a face out of a crowd of 260 million. It's a surveillance-enhancing system that could be used to catch criminals, track terrorists, as well as by dating sites or social media. That's what they're saying. You could look at it that way. So Google researchers released a paper saying that this artificial intelligence system represents the most accurate approach to recognizing human faces. They can scan, scan anywhere, and they can pull out those faces in a crowd. In one way, to me, very creepy, but I'm going to hold my opinion of one, which of the three it is till I hear yours. What do you think?
Well, it's definitely been underway for quite some time, all right? We're given the power for these computers to be even smarter than us because we're programming them for all of those situations, and major organizations around the globe have entered any of your licensure pictures, any of them are in the system. And that's a global system kind of controlled by this company who makes IDs, mainly based out of France. And I'm sure they have been in development honing this over the past 20 years. So I am not surprised. It is fruits and nuts a little bit, only in that it's probably been going on a lot longer than you think, and it can be used by whoever has access. It can, and yes, you can be found anywhere. If you're on a CCTV somewhere and someone knows the right access, then you'll be found.
I'm with you. I think fruits and nuts. Fruits and nuts.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
Definitely not shredded.
I mean, no, definitely not shredded. I get it in one way. I mean, great if you're tracking criminals, but there's also something very creepy about it that I don't like. There's something about being anonymous, and now we're losing that. You know, we're losing a lot of that in our society. What will it look like in 10 years? What's it going to look like for your little girl, Nathan? It's going to be a different world, let me tell you, by the time she's 16.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it usually that way, though, Kate?
Yeah. Everybody complains. They say, you have it easy. You should have seen what we went through. And then this technology, look how it helps. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Yep.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. So we both agree on that one. All right. How about this? We have a clip of an encounter, and you'll recognize the voice. If you don't, I'll explain afterwards. Roll it, Nathan.
Are you all on a school visit? Are you all on a school visit?
We are. I'm on Huntersville,
really?
North Carolina.
So are you teaching all these
I people? Am. We have 180 kids with us.
Really? You're taking a roll call.
Every time
just
we get on
sure
the bus.
Make sure you don't lose any. So where from?
Huntersville, North Carolina.
That's quite a long way.
Yes. About 6 hours. We've done it about 10 years.
Where are you staying?
We're staying at the Ramada Inn near Quantico.
You're taking them around everywhere.
We're here from Tuesday to Friday.
Well, I hope we haven't gotten your way.
Yeah, they're good kids.
All right, so obviously that's Prince Charles. He was right around the Lincoln Memorial. He was in Washington, D.C., And listen to that off-the-cuff conversation he had with a random stranger who was there. Is it Fruits and Nuts, Bingo, or Shred It, Nathan?
I didn't see anything other than Shred It in that. I really... Hi, guys. I'm a politician. Well, even though I'm a... What is he? He's the prince, right?
Figurehead, yeah.
I'm a figurehead.
Future king.
Schmoozin'. That's what I got out of it.
Hi. Yeah, that's what
Hi,
I
Hi, kids.
Too. Yeah,
you happen
I
to be
too.
Here while there's cameras here. Hi.
And so because the cameras are turned on me, that's what I'm going to do, because there is a fascination about royalty. It'll pop up, and it looks good for everyone.
Well, I mean, he's just playing the same thing that he always does, which is be nice to people while you're out and about, while people are watching you. And then all the camera people are doing their job and saying, look, it's the figurehead. Get pictures while he's with normal people. So whatever. Shred It.
Exactly. All right, so I said the same thing. I say Shred It. Absolutely. You know, we've been talking about technology a lot. We talk about technology a ton here in America Tonight, of course. And so how about this story about the Microsoft Windows is not dead yet. Microsoft Windows, it's interesting because there is frustrations about it. You know, it's the reports of the PC that they're gone. Remember, there was all those commercials about it. And then there's been all these predictions of the Microsoft Windows doom for a while now. And especially because of what's happening in Silicon Valley, all about Apple and the love affair with Google and all of that stuff. But what's interesting is Windows is actually at the center of computers in a huge majority of commercial entities around the world, and a giant percentage of consumers' devices and online experiences that they have. So the death of Microsoft and the death of anything related to it is, you know, is not happening. There are so many people that use Windows, so existing PC owners running Windows 7 or 8 can get a no-cost upgrade for their PCs, and new PCs will be bundled with the version of it. And so that's back to school is when they'll get it. Free upgrades and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know. What do you think? Fruits and Nuts, Bingo, or Shred It?
Well, I think it's very important. It's not a Shred It. It's to understand that they've been here coming along with IBM and Macintosh. I mean, essentially they provided what IBM was, right? They
mm-hmm.
took over that
yeah.
market. And they are installed in many utility and commercial systems, which are all about maintaining a regularity. And, you know, unless they're running on Windows XP, then there really isn't any reason for them to not keep using that. Sure, some update things might get cloggy, but they're gonna keep using that for the next 10 to 15 years on some of the same versions they've got going now in some of those companies. It's gonna be a long time before Microsoft loses its market viability. I think this is understandable and a good point to make.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that they'll exist, they'll survive, and it's just, maybe it's an Apple ploy. I'm not sure. But, you know, it's competitive. There's no question about that. Absolutely. So here's our last one, and this one has to do with Starbucks. There was a hashtag that was put out, Race Together, and this was at the Starbucks annual meeting, racetogether.usa.com. If you go there, you hear more details about it. And the whole idea was talking about race in this country because of so much of what's gone on, Ferguson, New York, whatever. So now Starbucks is trying to sort of capitalize on this. So is it Bingo, Fruits and Nuts, or Shred It?
Well, I mean, how are they capitalizing? They're just doing some ads?
Yeah, they're doing some ads and saying this is raising awareness. Let's talk about it and let's put the hashtag out there.
Shred it and Bingo.
All right, Freddie and Bingo, I'm going to go with you. Awesome, awesome segment. Hang with us.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
Want to give something to you. Tee It Up Trivia. Your chance to come and watch some incredible golfers that will be in Las Colinas for the LPGA Stop the Volunteers of America North Texas Shootout. And I'm telling you, you know, the Michelle Wees of the world, think of some of the people that you would get to see. There's something about Michelle Wee. She certainly has an entourage that follows her. I like Stacey Lewis, who I met a couple of weeks ago, and I've seen her play, and she's just incredible. So, on that note, your chance to tee it up, win prizes by answering a trivia question. 855-266-5283. Here's what Chris Price had to say when he was put on the spot for his chance at winning a couple of ticks. All right, so excited. We're doing our Tee It Up Challenge for the Volunteers of America LPGA North Texas Shootout. I'm excited to be a big part of it, emceeing a special Women's Day that's out there and also playing in the Pro-Am. We have Chris Price with us who is going to try the Trivia Challenge. So, Chris, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. What LPGA Hall of Famer has won 88 tournaments, the most ever by a professional man or woman? So first is Babe Dietrichson-Zaharias, or number two is Annika Sorenstam, or number three is Kathy Whitworth. Who is it?
I think it's Kathy Whitworth.
Excellent. You know that, of course, she's a Texan, and she's very visible here in North Texas, and she'll be around at the tournament. That's amazing. 88, can you believe it? More than any other man or woman. So congratulations. You won a pair of tickets.
Great. Thanks. I'm excited.
All right, so how about that? It's just that easy. And you know what? I love that question because it's just like the nuggets that we serve up, whether we're talking about politics or business or history. And I definitely am a huge history fan, especially when it comes to any of those that I just mentioned and sports. So the chance to do this whole, you know, Volunteers of America North Texas LPGA Shootout is really super, super cool. And meeting Kathy Whitworth, think of 88 tournament wins. I mean, that's staggering. And I think a lot of people wouldn't know that. They would think in their minds, they would start to think of people, and they would think Babe and Dietrichson-Zaharias, they would think her because of how much you heard about her. But nope, Kathy Whitworth. I love it. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. And this one is Andrew Sabo. And here's what he had to say when he was put on the spot for Tee It Up Trivia.
All right, time for another Tee It Up Trivia for the Volunteers of America LPGA North Texas Shootout. I am so excited to be a part of it. Cannot wait. End of April into the first couple of days in May. So I'm here with Andrew Sabo. Andrew, are you ready to take the challenge?
I'm ready to take the challenge, Kate.
All right, pay attention. True or false, Cheyenne Woods, the niece of Tiger Woods, turned pro in 2012 after graduating from Wake Forest University?
Yes.
So true or false?
True.
Ding, ding, ding. You win a pair of tickets. You win a pair of tickets.
Oh, I'm so excited.
The LPGA Shootout, which is in Las Colinas. Are you excited?
I'm terribly excited. I can't wait to go there. That's an awesome event. I've been in the past years. It's a great event. Everybody needs to go to that event. So I'm excited. I'm going because of courtesy of you.
Well, I'm going to tell you also I'm playing in the Pro-Am, so maybe I'll see you on Pro-Am Day. You can cheer for me. Hopefully my drives will go more than 120 yards.
Okay. I'm sure you can drive more than 120 yards, Kate.
All right, congratulations and thanks so much.
Well, thank you.
All right, so here's your chance too as well, because I want to include people that want to try to email the show. This if you can answer this question, then, and if you answer it first, and you have to do it by email now, americatonight.net, you'll win a pair of those tickets or a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. So, the golf ball. How many dimples are there on a golf ball? Is it 150? Is it 200? Or is it 3? Anywhere from 330 to 500 dimples. You know, a little quick history here. Dimples first started to come up on golf balls 100 years ago when they discovered that the balls, which had been scratched or roughed up a bit, were, when they traveled, they were better that way than smooth balls, like totally smooth, no dimples. And dimples are what gives the lift to the golf ball. That's it, because there's two layers that go around the ball. And this is maybe too deep and ridiculous for some of you, but I love it. I mean, I love it because, you know what, this is a little nugget that who knew that? I mean, listen, you've played miniature golf if you're not a golfer. You know what I'm talking about with these golf balls. And that's so neat that that's the way they designed them. And it's really kind of an interesting science. and involves, it's competitive in that world, that involves a lot of testing and a lot of retesting, and they design golf balls to the swing even of individual golfers. A ball that's used by, let's say, Tiger Woods has a completely different pattern than one used by somebody else on a tour. And how about that? How many golf balls? Can you answer it? 50, 100, or anywhere from 330 to 500? Shoot me an email right now at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. In the meantime, here's Bob Phillips answering his trivia question. All right, time for Tee It Up Trivia for the Volunteers of America LPGA North Texas Shootout. Bob Phillips has agreed to try to answer one of our trivia questions. Bob, what LPGA Hall of Famer has won 88 tournaments, the most ever by a professional man or woman? Babe Dietrichson-Zaharias, number one. Number two, Annika Sorenstam, or Texan Kathy Whitworth? Would it be one, two, or three? Is it Babe, Annika, or Kathy?
You know, I've been down to Beaumont before. I've been to the museum that honors her. I would say Babe.
That would be incorrect. Kathy Whitworth has won the most of any woman. All right, let's ask you this question. So, Tee It Up Trivia for the Volunteers of America LPGA North Texas Shootout, is it being played at where? Hackberry Creek in Irving, Texas, or Las Colinas? Which of the two very close areas is it going to be played at? Hackberry or Las Colinas?
I would say Las Colinas, which is in Irving. Is that correct?
That's correct. You win a pair of tickets. Woohoo! Are you excited?
I'm so excited. I cannot wait. My wife will love to go to this with me. Do I get two or just one?
You get two.
Fantastic. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for playing. All right, so you got to love that. It's not, you get an extra strike, so he got an extra strike there because he was so dead set on the, you know, who it was, and he got it wrong. He thought it was Babe because, yes, she was from Texas too as well, but not. She wasn't the one. It was Kathy Whitworth, as we've already discussed. And actually, we, believe it or not, have a winner here for the golf ball challenge. I knew somebody would jump on this quickly. And this is from Andrew, and he says, Kate, I would love to go to that golf tournament. In fact, I would love to see you at the Pro-Am. But alas, I am listening to you always here in my wonderful, wonderful little hamlet, as you would call it, in Illinois. However, I would like a crack at the whole dimples thing. I think it's 330 to 500. And if you would send me a copy of your book, that would be fabulous. I've got my address down below if I'm correct. You are correct. Anywhere from 330 to 500. And, of course, the amounts can be different. You heard me explain that depending on the golfer. Woohoo! Tee It Up Trivia. Don't worry. We'll do it again next week. And you have another chance to win, win, win. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.